Hi everyone, thanks for click and play. I'm Paul Harper and today it's the latest in our series of ICAST Gold Dust videos. Today it's Annie Graham.
Hi, Paul.
From EY. Nice to see you, Annie.
Good to see you.
Now, we're doing this career conversation series with some of Scotland's most successful and best known CAs, so congratulations. Let's go back to the start. Where did your journey in your CA life begin? I won't ask when.
Well, I'm glad you're not asking when. My journey in my CA life started really way back when I was at uni and deciding what I was going to do. First of all, to decide to go to uni, did I do maths and English or did I do something around economics and business? And it was really my chemistry teacher at the time who said, Annie, you know, if you go into business, really you've got such a broad platform. And so I decided to kind of head off in that direction to uni. And thereafter, really from there, I began to learn more about what business was really all about. And the CA came up time and time again as something that would be a great platform to go on to after uni to give me a basis in business to take on for whatever I wanted to go in my career. So that's kind of where it all started way back when. I kind of almost maybe fell into it, you might say, but I've never looked back after I got into it.
And you've been with EY your whole career?
I have, Paul. Yeah, so I actually joined EY as a summer internship trainee way back in 97. I did a couple of different internships. I came to the Big Six, as it was at the time, came to EY. I also went to a really small firm to experience what it would be like there. And, you know, I just loved the environment at EY. I loved the people I met. I loved the clients. I really loved the variety of work.
And because we're talking to a lot of people right now that are just coming out with their CA qualification or just finishing up, how did you go really and make that step into staying with EY? What did you have to do? What's your secret to staying?
So as I reflected on this, I was thinking about being at that stage in my career as a newly qualified, and there is a natural point to reassess where you're going. But never did I think at that point in time, 6 years later, I'd be a partner in EY. It really was an amazing experience for me to go through. I just learned so much. And you know, the variety and the opportunities that presented themselves in working with EY and the clients that we work with and the team that I work with allowed me to really be my very best every day at work. And you know, that took me through to partner, and I've been a partner now for 10 years.
Okay, and you were made a partner really young though.
Yeah, so you're gonna make me blush. So I was youngest partner in the UK, I was 29 when I became partner, and that's something I'm really proud of. I'm not quite sure really how that happened, but it's a great thing to have achieved in my life.
I know we were gonna talk about networking today and how important that is. Do you think that your networking skills led to that, being the youngest in the UK? I know you don't like to talk about it.
So, you know, networking for me is a really interesting topic because when I used to think about networking, I used to think about it as something kind of quite big that had to happen in your career. But I think one of the nuggets I would give to any CE coming out of their training contract is that networking isn't difficult. It doesn't have to be hard. And actually, you're networking every day with your colleagues in your business, with your university mates, with your clients. The power of a network really begins to show as you go through your career. And I know now, working with clients in my business, that the people that I'm working with are people that I've known for a long number of years. So networking really is just about all having a relationship with somebody.
So we've just met today. Are you going to put your networking hat on? And I mean, do you do it religiously? When you meet someone, a contact, because this is important information that we can glean from you here. Are you on the email straight away? Great, nice to meet you. And the contacts book?
I am, in a natural way, because for me, it's all about rapport and relationship. So a network works when you create a natural connection with somebody. And for me, that is going to be one of the major skills that you learn through the early stage of your career. So if we create a rapport and there's something meaningful for us to catch up on, then absolutely keep in touch. There's nothing wrong with it. Catch up for a coffee, catch up for a more formal meeting.
So your number one tip for anyone that's just coming out with their CA qualification is?
Is you meet people every day who are part of your network and keep in touch with them.
Would you ever have a drink when you're on a networking event?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you?
Well, yeah, why not? I mean, if you're out, you know, at the end of the day, I'm Annie, I'm just normal. You know, I happen to be a partner in EY, I happen to be a CA, but actually the appeal for lots of people doing business with other people is actually you quite like them in terms of the rapport and the engagement. You've got to be able to have that connection to have sometimes tough conversations that you need to have. So if you're in a social environment, have a glass of wine.
Let's talk about leadership. Becoming a partner brings its own responsibilities. What do you think the key qualities are to being a great leader?
I think there are loads of qualities to being a great leader. If I was to name a few that I think I see time and again, vibrancy, definitely, that connection piece. A vision, so where are you trying to go with your business? Honesty, because it doesn't always go right, let's be perfectly honest. And I think a great leader also is self-aware. So when things are going great, that's good. You bring the troops with you. When things aren't going so well, you've got to realise that. So for me, that's what I would sum up as a great leader.
Who do you look at? I think, you know, they're a great leader.
There are so many, Paul. I have been inspired at so many points in my career, whether that's through the achievements of some members of my team who I've seen developing from young CAs into really established managers and directors and partners in our business, or clients. And that's one of the real gems for me, the variety of people that you come into contact with. You get to see them in action. You take the very best from what you see every day, and that's inspiring, and you learn a lot from it.
Is working with clients the most exciting bit of your job?
The variety is the most exciting bit of my job. So the client portfolio that I work with is ranges from the small entrepreneurial startup business right through to the FTSE 100 listed, you know, multinational business, and all the facets in between and across a range of industries. So that's fantastic. You know, no better insight in business than having that sort of look at it. But the people that I work with at clients and in my own business, I mean, they're always highly motivated individuals, always pushing us all on to achieve our very best.
When you look at the most successful people, not just in business, but in sort of all walks of life, often they have a career plan, mm-hmm. and they've worked through it step by step by step, and they've set goals along the way. Mm-hmm. Is that what you did?
No, that's not what I did. Okay. I never had that bright line on the horizon that I was going to be a partner at EY until a bit later in my career. I always took the view, it probably scared me a bit to think about me being a partner in the firm early in my career. I always think, you know, 6 months' time, what have I learned and what have I achieved? And actually, when I look 6 months ahead, what's on the horizon for me, and take the best out of every opportunity. It was a bit later in my career that actually my mentor said to me, Annie, you should go for it. Why wouldn't you? And as I thought about that and I talked with my husband, Drew, he said, you know, what have you got to lose, Annie? Go for it. And, you know, that was the best advice I ever had.
So have you got a next step plan already, or are you not going to share that with us?
You know, Paul, I don't really operate like that. I mean, I want to achieve my very best, but, you know, I love adding value to clients. I love coaching, you know, my team to come through the ranks and become really great leaders in their own right. I have never failed to have a period in my career where there's been something else coming along and some other challenge. You know, I've been with EY now for 19 years. I've never, you know, never looked back. There's always been something more to go for, and I think that's the same into the future.
What do you think your best qualities are?
You should probably ask some of my work colleagues about that.
We have, but you don't want to see what they said.
Probably my energy, to be honest. You know, that I've got a real energy for what I do, a real passion for what I do. And I think regardless of whether you're up against something really difficult, you know, that carries you through. So that, together with the expertise I bring, I think creates a really powerful combination.
What's your current involvement with ICAS, Annie?
So Paul, I'm currently a member of ICAS Council, have been for the last few months, and in the past I've been a member of the Member Services Board and also the West Area Committee, and I've also enjoyed attending a number of events with ICAS over the years.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you for watching, and click back next time for more Gold Dust Career Insights.